Republicans emerge from election controlling New Hampshire governorship, House, and Senate. By A.W.R. Hawkins on November 10, 2020. Republicans emerge from the November 3, 2020, elections with control of the New Hampshire governorship, House, and Senate. New Hampshire, with the state motto Live Free or Die, is home to renowned gun maker Sig Sauer. The Center Square reports that Governor Chris Sununu, R., won a third term handily on November 3, receiving more than 65% of the vote. New Hampshire voters also elected Republican majorities in the state House of Representatives, Senate, and Executive Council. The Dartmouth reported the victories by noting that they flipped state House and Senate control from Democrat to Republican. Democrats had a 14-10 majority in the Senate, a 230-157 majority in the House, and a 3-2 majority on the Executive Council, but that is now gone. The outlet also reported that state-level offices went to Republicans even as voters gave federal positions, the presidency and a U.S. Senate seat, to Democrats. On Wednesday, Sununu expressed gratitude for his own victory and those of fellow Republicans by tweeting, "I am pleased that Granite State voters rejected the D.C.-style politics that had crept into the state house these last 2 years. I'm excited to get to work with our new Republican majorities to deliver results for the people of this state." Sununu has been pro-Second Amendment during his time in office. On February 27, 2017, Breitbart News reported that Sununu signed a bill which immediately abolished the requirement that state residents obtain a permit before carrying a concealed handgun for self-defense. It was already legal to open carry a handgun without a permit, and Republicans argued that requiring a permit just because a shirt or jacket covered a gun was a step too far. On August 20, 2019, Breitbart News reported that he vetoed a Democrat-sponsored bill expanding of background checks. Moore reported that he vetoed a second bill that would have put in place a 3-day waiting period on gun purchases, and a third bill which would have outlawed carrying a gun on school property for self-defense. A.W.R. Hawkins is an award-winning Second Amendment columnist for Breitbart News and the writer-slash-curator of Downrange with A.W.R. Hawkins, a weekly newsletter focused on all things Second Amendment, also for Breitbart News. He is the political analyst for Armed American Radio. Follow him on Twitter, @rhawkins. Reach him @rhawkins@breitbart.com. You can sign up to get Downrange at breitbart.com/downrange.